It's our first intermission here of this Friday night contest between the Yellow Jackets and Chatham from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and it's time now for our Thanksgiving edition of Picks from the Park, and a little bit of a different deal for me this year being on the road. I didn't have the whole family at the house, so how was the Thanksgiving, buddy?
It was really good. Lots of food. There was a lot of people there, too, but it was really fun to see everybody down in Mankato.
Yeah, I went down to your grandparents' or your uncle's place down there, and you said there was a lot of food. Okay, I need the report. What's the best part?
Probably the potatoes. I love potatoes.
Really? It's interesting that you pick potatoes, because, I mean, usually it's a turkey thing, a stuffing thing, or a pie thing. So for someone to actually come out with potatoes, holy moly, that's interesting.
Really well made.
Okay. Well, I can't wait to try some of these potatoes someday if they're that well made and they shoot to the top of your list. Well done, sir. But at any rate, it is the Thanksgiving edition of Picks from the Park, and I know you got three games on the docket here that you want to talk about, so fire away. Where do you want to start?
All right, let's start in Division III hockey, Marion at Wisconsin-Stevens Point.
Okay.
Stevens Point is the reigning champion of Division III, and Marion, and they are playing against Marion, as I probably said already. Marion has a great offense so far. A lot of guys being really productive on their offense. Wisconsin-Stevens Point has a solid offense. McElhinney is playing amazing. He's scoring about 2 points per game, and that's one player. He's absolutely fantastic. Marion, you know, they've been struggling a little bit in goal and on defense, so that's one thing that Stevens Point can take advantage on. Wisconsin has a solid defense. Billing doing really well in goal, and I'm going to have to go with Wisconsin-Stevens Point at home to win this game. I do think it will be a close game.
You know, KB Willett Arena in Stevens Point is one of the, it's my, aside from Westman Arena, it's my favorite rink to be in. It was my favorite rink as a player. It's my favorite rink as a broadcaster. There's just so much that I love about hockey games in Stevens Point. It's my favorite venue to be at outside of Westman Arena. And the Pointers are tough there. They don't lose games at home very often. I know they dropped one early in the year to St. Norbert on opening night when they raised the national championship banner, but that's a savor the flavor there because that doesn't happen too often. Marion's got a good club. We've seen them at the Superior Showdown the first couple of years. We'll see them here again at the tournament at the end of December. But I don't know if they have quite the firepower to keep up with Stevens Point. Pointers have been giving up some goals this year, but still a lot of firepower there.
Yeah. Next up, we've got the NHL Arizona Coyotes at the Vegas Golden Knights. Arizona, I really like this team. They have a really, really good offense. And by like, I mean I think they are really good. My favorite team are the Calgary Flames. But the Arizona Coyotes, they have a really, really good team. And they haven't really, I mean, they've been good, but I feel like they could be doing better. In a couple of weeks to a month, I think this offense will be unstoppable. For now, they're a solid offense. Clayton Keller, as always, a really good player. Golden Knights have a great offense. There's a lot of names I could name that are just really, really good players. Carlson, Pacioretty, Stone, enough said. They are really, really good. Arizona has a great defense, great players. Kemper is playing amazing in goal right now, and they are just a really, really good defense. A lot of depth, Ekman Larson, Demers, a lot of good players back there. Vegas has a solid defense. Fleury is one of my favorite goalies in the league. He's really, really good in goal, and it's going to be hard. He's going to make it hard for Arizona to score. The Coyotes have been doing well lately. They've been winning a lot of games. Vegas just went through a bit of a rough patch, losing a decent amount of games. I think the winner of this game is going to be Arizona on the road.
Going with Arizona in Vegas, that's an interesting pick because Vegas is really good at home. Really good at home. And they, if you've ever watched a game in that building out there, T-Mobile Arena, I think is what it's called, they put on a show. I mean, it's typical of Las Vegas that they make it a spectacle. It's not just a hockey game. It's a spectacle. And it's a difficult place to play. The crowd is really into it, and that's an interesting pick that you would go with Arizona on the road there. Okay.
But Arizona is a really good team. It is very hard to play in Vegas, but they're a really good team.
Okay.
Next up, we've got Division I, Boston College at Harvard. Boston College has a solid offense, a lot of great scorers. such as David Cotton and Julius Mattila. Harvard has one of the best scoring offenses in Division I hockey so far. They have played less games. They've only played 5 games this season. They still have a really, really good offense. Boston College has a great defense. They don't let many goals in. Spencer Knight has a .936 save percentage. He is really, really good. Harvard has, again, one of the best defenses in the Division I hockey. Again, they have played less games, but they are just really, really solid on defense. Mitchell Gibson has only let in 3 goals this season in him playing 3 games. Now, one thing to note, Harvard has played only 1 ranked team this season. I believe Boston College has played more than that. Boston College is on a 5-game winning streak. Harvard has played really well, blowing out. They beat them 7-2. Quinnipiac, and they just don't let many goals in, and they score a lot of goals. I believe the winner of this game, it's really difficult for me to decide, but I think that Boston College is going to end up winning this game.
Yeah, BC's been down for a few years, which is interesting because they were kind of one of those perennial powerhouses in Division I, and they won some national championships here over the last 5-10 years, and so to see them down the last couple of seasons, actually finishing below .500, not having the playoff success, has been kind of interesting. But Jerry York, the all-time wins leader among college head hockey coaches, and just a couple of weeks ago got inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame in Toronto. He finds a way to reload that club, and BC's looking pretty good right now, so BC over Harvard, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, they've been doing really well.
So on the road, Arizona over Vegas. On the road, BC over Harvard, and at home, Stevens Point over Marion.
Yes.
Forgot to ask you last week, whew, those Vikings years, man. The Sunday before against Denver, my goodness.
That was intense. That's the only way to put it. I mean, we were down 20-0, like, at the ending of the first half. That's really hard to come back from. And we did end up coming back. Those last 5 minutes of the game were extremely difficult to watch, really stressful. But we ended up with the win, and we're going into the bye with a nice comeback victory.
We'll put these ones up for people to listen to and find out how we did, and I'll talk to you again next week.
Alrighty, talk to you later.
We're going to take a timeout. We'll come back with more of our first intermission right after this. You're listening to Yellow Jacket Hockey on 91.3 KUWS Superior.